I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you see the opening ceremony of the friendly games? Aye, heavy mate. A cornucopia of dated formulaic Scottishness burst from an anthropomorphic shortbread tin, spilling hills, glens, thistles, bagpipes, bells, whistles, a Loch Ness monster, a Highland coo, Highland flings and Uchai the new, onto Celtic Park the stage, all swimming in a giant vat of tartan paint. Aye, the bar was raised. I was part embarrassed, part amazed. Danny Boyle must have witnessed the art in dismay, thinking, how can I compete with that? I'm away. From a city and country that punches above its weight in height class, why so stereotype cast? Scottish culture moves so fast as to leave you jet-lagged, but the game's opening felt like a step back. But what do I know? Maybe it's me that needs enlightened. I never thought I'd see Parkhead welcoming Her Highness. It's hardly cause for a national identity crisis, plus my mum quite liked it. I applaud the rainbow flag flying. Glasgow set the scene for a gay kiss and wedding at Gretna Green as a world statement that was trailblazing, and after this we're maybe looking at a new meaning of the phrase a Glasgow kiss. Allegedly, Usain Bolt was a little underwhelmed by his experience at Glasgow's Commonwealth after London 2012. Did he really say that? Asked the newscasters. He's the world fastest man, but gossip moves faster. His 100 metres teammate Bailey Cole got the gold, but complained that the food wasn't as good as he got at home. Plus fellow Jamaican Jason Livermore was awfully cold. Somebody get the man a jacket and a Greg's sausage roll. Drama, drama, drama. But it's a sporting occasion. 71 representations. The city's hoaching with greatness. I'll get off my soapbox to give the respect they're meriting. It's about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. I'm not a sporting commentator, I don't appear on bylines, but here's a couple of my personal highlights. Ross Murdoch on day one became an immediate celebrity, his reactions mirror Scotland better than the opening ceremony. An underdog, swore on telly with amazement and then had a wee greet with the emotion of the occasion. Ewan Burton explained the judo technique he'd started to use to get the gold. He said, I just squeezed his heat as hard as I could. 13-year-old Airaid Davis was on fire too. She won a bronze medal and celebrated with a can of Iron Brew. Flyweight number one was on the wrong end of a hiding from Rhys McFadden, who was cheeky, showy and better at fighting. See, it's about great achievements and the human stories too. Real-life soap opera, seeing what the athletes are going through. The crowds and fans make events when it matters. Glasgow patter gain you banter quicker than sweeties frying batter. International marathon runners were confused mid-run with shouts of gone yourself, hen, and I'll get you a pint when you're finished, son. Social comment is like trying to disarm a bomb without knowing what it takes. You're either going to save the day or it blows up in your face. And now I'm standing, sweating, hovering over the blue and the red wire, because you can't mention the Commonwealth without addressing the Empire. Centuries of colonialism takes centuries to fix. Autonomy is a start, but not the remedy for this. Boycotting or ignoring that it's on, though, doesn't help to address or take ownership of the problems. The baggage of colonial legacy can't be put down. You need to carry that around until it's empty. So when people come together for the games and a good time, think of all the places Britain's left a menshi. One last question for the Council and the Games Federation. What will remain for Glasgow's regeneration? Athletic inspiration and the real steps they're taking. Half the children in North and East Glasgow live in deprivation. It's not like this lunacy's unnoticed. The individuals compete and show what hope is. And the Games is culturally important, but so are the communities that host it.
Welcome to Glasgow Podcast, and welcome to an episode that's a long time coming. We've been away. First up, opening Stanley Odd and the Friendly Games. That was actually the full version of the wrap up of the kind of Dave Hook from Stanley Odd. He did a kind of Commonwealth appearance thing for BBC Radio 5 Live, and it was a summary. But it actually appeared on SoundCloud this week. So pretty much how was the games for you, I suppose, is the question. Dave Hook is actually wonderful. He's got a great way of highlighting, I suppose, the supreme effort of people, but he's able to kind of target arseholes that need to be exposed and talked about, and to situations that I suppose need to be highlighted also. It will be interesting to see what happens from now on in Glasgow. The come down has actually started to hit. I did notice on Monday, and it was quite bare in Glasgow. The games were great. It was, apart from the ceremonies, Twitter was extraordinary. It was the best part of any of the ceremonies, I have to say. Thank you to everyone that made it the best nights ever. I kind of spoke to a taxi driver who deals, he kind of transports, I shouldn't say transport as if they're fucking tankers, but he helps elderly people, and obviously is you know, one of the main people that transports them around Glasgow. And he spoke to, he had an elderly man of about 87 in his cab from the East End, and his road was cordoned off, and he actually relies on taxis to take him to shops and doctors and all that kind of stuff. And he just couldn't, a taxi couldn't actually even get up his road, and he found it extremely heartbreaking because the old guy actually started crying in his cab because he just didn't know what he was going to do and stuff, which I suppose is quite hard to kind of cope with. But will Glasgow Council give a fuck? Probably not. So we will see what happens from here on in. Stanley Odd are from Edinburgh. They have recently come back with new material, some of which is decidedly darker and taps into, I suppose, people at my eternal love of artists such as Tricky. They have a tour in November around the kind of immediate UK. They've got the 15th Lemon Tree in Aberdeen, 21st Liquid Room in Edinburgh, Barfi in London on the 25th, 28th is Inverness Ironworks, and December 13th is Glasgow Garage. Let's move on to our next artist, and it is Sequel, who's a mysterious gentleman, and this is called Gamley.
Thank you.
So, the mighty sequel, which is Thomas and Amir. Thomas is actually from Edinburgh. Many think he actually bears a striking resemblance to Paul McCartney. He actually does. He's like a superhero in music land. He's a tour manager by day and a mystery musician by night. I can't actually tell you, well, I won't tell you who he is. I won't tell you who he's tour managing and who he has tour managed, because it will give the game away and you might actually shit yourself with excitement. But I do love a mystery, as do many people in the music industry. This is my favourite track, taken from his debut EP Prague, which is out now. It's been getting some really good write-ups. The NME picked up on him this week, which is really good, considering their pile of shite. But they obviously still have quite a kind of influence on people. It's electro-heavy and abrasive. It's definitely for fans. That track in particular is fans, I suppose, for Fuck Buttons to start off with. But check Tom out and Amir. He's a funny character. He's got a mouth like a sewer, which again can be quite attractive to a lot of people. Next up, Great Albatross and Roots.
When I was young, I seemed to fall asleep. Like a tree, I grew my roots down deep through the ground to waters down below. Murky and dark, they were forced to grow. Underneath, my path was twisted gray, while on the surface, things were bright as day. The sun was bright and true, growing stronger through and through. I thought my branches could touch the stars. I didn't understand how far they are. Reaching out to the hidden sun, I felt alone, wondering what I'd done. My branches sang, why am I so far away from the one I love, from the one I love? Why am I so far away from the one I love? Left me with nowhere to go. Past the crust and mantle to the core, through the earth my roots they search for more. For warmth that could sustain my soul, for anything slightly meaningful. As my roots dug deep, I fell deeper into sleep. Tangled in a bind, afraid of the things that I might find. Found was brittleness and ash, a pay from the one I love, from the one I love. Why am I so far away from the one I love, from the one I love?
So that was taken from Roots' 7-inch vinyl. It was released on Count Your Lucky Stars Records this year. Now, it will be getting a build-up for next week because the video, I believe, is going to be premiered on Brooklyn Vegan, which is probably one of the biggest musical websites in kind of the east side of America, New York area. So Wesley Chung, who is the main kind of part of Great Albatross, and he has contributors which include Malcolm Black, Seth Schaefer, Graham McKercher, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I wish I could do this. Doug Brown, Tristan Hall, Liam Chapman, who is a band whore, and Evan Treen. Liam Chapman, many may know from Friends in America, and his own project, which is Prehistoric Friends, which are great. So I discovered Wesley through, he was in a band called Boris Smile, but he also knows very well Joe Mango, who I kind of work with and I'm a fan of. So I've mentioned his video premiere. The video for Roots makes me cry every time I see it, and I feel ridiculous because people will question that, but it has this vulnerability. I suppose it reminds me of my wee brother a bit. I don't know why, and it makes me a bit nostalgic, but he is one of the most refreshing new artists I have come across in my blogging, and another of those people that I really feel deserves a way bigger platform. So I kind of hope that good things come out of this, and I think the video will swing it for a lot of people. It was filmed by Wake Up Advice, who's Ben Cowie and co, and it's just a really simple concept but is done in such a great way, and when you see it, I hope you will agree. Next up, this is going to get a bit noisy now. It's Bronto Skylift with Birdcatcher Eater. We'll be right back. Neil Strachan and Ian Stewart, the duo that is Bronto Skylift. I remember many moons ago being in Block, and there was three bands playing, and Bronto Skylift were one of them. This is when we first started Podcart. I think it was 2009, and Ian ended up playing on a top of a table in Block, and it was absolutely mental. So Bronto have had a bit of a sabbatical, and this is the first taster from the new material. The new album is brilliant. It's a lot more meaty, punchy, and I think it's the finest stuff that they've done. The production is glorious. It's done by Jamie Savage at Chem 19, and the record was mastered by Stephen Ward. The album is to be called, well, it is called Date with a Ghoul, and it's out later this year. The launch is actually being done by those lovely girls at Milk, Hannah Curry and Aileen Lynn, and it will be put on at Nice and Sleazy's on the 11th of September. Supports come from Felix Champion and the excellent Sharp Tooth, but definitely, I think, you know, for me, it's, I always felt that Ian was almost, I suppose, the driving force, and that's no, I suppose Neil will find that quite offensive, but I'm gonna take this one. But now I feel that they're kind of matched, and it's the riffs really do kind of meet what I suppose a lot of expectation is. So they will be selling the album at the launch. Make sure you do go along. It's definitely going to be a good one. So moving on to, again, something very different. This is Turning Plates and Falling Lives.
The girl is crying gently. Shaking head to toe, but her mind is running empty. And now we have a show. The quivering observer. Venerates alone, laps out her defilement, and freezes to the bone, and burning here in leaving. And him to come around, but then it comes to touch her. Then the lights go out.
Falling Lives. So it's a free track taken from Turning Plate's forthcoming debut album, The Shouting Cave. And it's self-released, and it's part of, it's part funded by Creative Scotland. Wow, someone got funding from Creative Scotland. Well done. So it's available on the 22nd of September 2014 this year. Apparently, it's a concept album that explores the effect of the internet on society, and the band have kind of gone into their thoughts as to it being the purest reflection of humanity, and so on. It's very arty. I know I sound like a bit of a tit saying that, but for me, things are more about the music, and for people to make their own kind of decisions on what they take from that. I did have a fear when I first listened to this that it would turn into a bit of a West End musical type affair based on the opening bars, but it's almost kind of orchestral swells that steer it more in the way of Sigur Rós than Andrew Lloyd Webber, which is I am very grateful for. But subsequently, I've listened to it quite a lot and think it's really beautiful. Moving on to our final track, and almost to the end of the podcast already, short and sweet, and I think that's the way to keep it. Especially when there's road races happening in the road outside of my flat. 1987 is allegedly a man called Victor Holmberg, and I must actually check with Rich Thane, who does A Line of Best Fit, because I think he knows him, to make sure that's fact. He is from Sweden, Stockholm, rather, and he's on Parlophone Records. I I've loved every release that he's done so far, including the remixes. He's got a real kind of numerical element in terms of obviously his name, which is a given, but his merchandise and kind of other elements. Shrouded in Mystery, as the aforementioned sequel. And I actually translated the lyrics because it is sung in Swedish. And there is a line that says, "You look like Bambi," which is the line that goes, "Du set ut som Bambi," which I might actually use on my boyfriend at some point in our relationship to try and impress him. But Michelle is out now on iTunes, and so are the remixes. This is the Boj and Scandal remix. And so if you have any tracks, please send them over. It's music@podcart.co. This has been quite a difficult thing for people to kind of grasp. Co is a new domain name. There's no com, there's no co.uk. I'm not missing anything off the end. It simply is .co. Please just send, please don't send MP3s, either a stream or something that we can download. And we do listen to absolutely everything. Apart from, well, I kind of get 20 seconds into Kasabian kind of people that sound like that, because they're my most hated band on the earth. But apart from that, I will give most things a decent chance. So yeah, check us out on we'repodcart.co on our website now as well. We've got a new website, and we will speak to you next week. Bye.
Everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.